ESPN Kansas City presents Golf Underground, powered by Mariner Wealth Advisor, helping you navigate your financial future.
Welcome to Golf Underground, ESPN Radio, here on a happy Monday. I walked in, the blood was flowing. I was really excited. And you kind of came in with a little grumpy face today.
Oh, yeah,
you
grumpy
know? Face. That's a little grumpy face today. What's wrong with you? Let's talk this out on air. This you is going to be like the Dr. Phil show right here.
No, let's get going. We got too much of a great guest coming in, and it's just time to get dialed.
Wow. All right. So there's still hope for you to maybe smile it up, perk it up. Show a little enthusiasm, because we do have your boy on today.
I know. He's such a legend. I was texting him during last week. I was hoping he was going to get paired with good old Jerry boy, but he did not. And then Jerry didn't play too well on the weekend. Well, Jerry came back the last day a little bit, but
yeah, he came back.
Neither did Big Cat and his guy, but They've had a great run.
Yes, they have. Well, hey, listen, welcome to Golf Underground, ESPN. Here we are. Now, it was about a year ago, Wardo, when you introduced me to this very tall, handsome, burly.
It was about 49 weeks ago, actually. Maybe 47 weeks ago.
Yeah, so here we are with JT Poston's amazing caddy, Aaron Fleener. How are you, brother?
I'm good, boys. What's going on?
The Big Cat. What's up, Big Cat?
Not much, dude. Just got to Orlando last night, sitting around the house, and thought I'd call in and talk to you boys for a little while.
Hey, are you thoroughly depressed about that UK game on Saturday?
What UK game?
Didn't they just lose? Didn't I just see they lost?
We won like 7 in a row. We won the SEC.
Oh, it must have been the women's score I was looking at. Maybe that was it. I was flashing across the screen, and I saw UK lost, and I thought we may have you on, and I was hoping to harass you. So I fully apologize, Fleener.
Hey, everybody makes mistakes.
Right. Hey, so what's going on tour? You guys really you're having a good year, huh?
Yeah, it's going all right. We were in good shape going to the weekend last weekend, and that course just kind of beat us up on the weekend, but it's a hard course, probably the hardest one we play on tour, so the margins for error are very slim, and it was tough, and we're just going to move on and play this week and then go to the Players.
Talk to us about what was tough on the weekend. Obviously, those greens look like they had been bikini waxed several times over, but what was going on in terms of how hard it was playing on the weekend?
Yeah, greens are fast, but the hardest part about that place is the wind and judging it. It's not like a constant 15 miles per hour wind. It's 15 and then it will stop and then it'll gust like 25. So it's a big guessing game. And this course is so well designed that the places where you're trying to land the golf ball to get it to stop on the green where you want it to are very small. And so, you know, if you're guessing wind, it just complicates things even more. Even if you're striking the ball like you want to, it still may not end up where you want it.
Hey, as a caddy, Aaron, knowing that the wind's going to be a big deal, how involved do you get in walking JT through each hole knowing it's going to be wacky, right? I mean, are you fully saying, hey, here's what I'm seeing, or do you sort of back off and let him come to his own conclusions?
There's definitely a lot of conversation on a course like that with the winds like that. And another thing about that course is the prevailing winds there are a lot of crosswinds, the way that course is designed and routed. So crosswinds are even tougher when you have different gusts, because if you feel like it's straight across and then it gusts like across but into, then you know, you don't have enough club, and it's just, it's very frustrating. We were happy to leave there yesterday, I'll say that.
How many Tito's did you have last night?
I didn't have any. I was so tired. I drove. It took me about 2.5 hours to get from PGA National to the house we're staying in Orlando, and by the time I got here, it was probably 8 or 9 o'clock, and I was just exhausted and I went to bed.
Too much, that golf course is too hard for even the caddies, huh? takes it out of you?
You just feel, honestly, you just feel helpless because you can't. You're never convinced of anything that you're telling them. It can change. By the time you decide at the bag what you're going to do, once he gets over it and hits it, it could be something totally different. So, we're glad we only play that place once a year.
Hey, what's your take on some of the big names who didn't make the cut, right? I mean, you got Fowler, and, I mean, you go down the list, it's unbelievable. I mean, it took down some big dogs.
Yeah, I mean, it's just hard if you're not your short game needs to be really sharp because you're going to miss a lot of greens. And you can make a big number there in a blink of an eye. Like, and so sometimes it can just get away from you, and I guess that could be what happened to some of those guys. I mean, that course doesn't play any favorites, that's for sure.
Now, so of course, everyone, we're sitting around the 19th hole having a couple beers talking about Koepka, right? +8 was his score. You know, and a few of the guys are saying, yeah, you know how he goes into tournaments like this. He's not really that interested. You get a chance to spend time not only with the players, with the caddies, but do you sense a guy like Koepka really is mildly apathetic in a tournament like this and is just sort of coasting his way up into into April in the Masters?
I mean, I think he's trying when he's out there. I think he would love to win every tournament he plays.
Yeah.
But I think he's definitely focused on majors, and I mean, he said that. So
yeah,
you got to take him at his word, I guess.
Yeah, right.
So talk to us a little bit about what's coming up on the schedule, and more recapping last year. Clearly, you guys got into the winner's circle, but what's the next month and a half looking like for you guys?
Yeah, so we're Bay Hill this week. Next week is Players Championship, which is a great week. And then we may or may not play Valspar. It depends on if we can get our world ranking up high enough to get in the match play. So I don't know when the cutoff of that is, but I think if we can get into the top 68 or so, I think we'll get in, because there'll be a few guys that won't play and that are in the top 64. So,
and currently Poston's ranked what?
74th right now. So a couple good weeks this week and next week could push us over the edge there. So
I highly recommend you guys play in Austin, mainly because I used to live there, and also because I'll be there.
You'll be there without me.
I think Sully snubbed me and said he didn't want to go.
You're doing a clinic, right?
We'd love to be there.
You vowed after that run we had last year, you vowed to go work on your golf game and get better. So I thought I'd throw a clinic in the mix.
Yeah, but see, that would be me like picking up your balls, grabbing you a coffee. Well, I don't mean that, right? But I didn't want to do that for. So I don't know. Tell me about you're doing this clinic at the Dell Match Play. Huh?
Yeah, we'll talk to it. We'll talk about it during the commercial break. This is all about the big cat.
This
right
is all
here.
About the big cat. Hey, so big cat. No lie, but we talked about a year ago when you came in town. It was a Saturday. You came in for the Kentucky game with our boy Jeff Mayer. Yeah. Right, we had a nice time. Lot has changed in 1 year, right? I mean, if you were being in the studio a year ago, if someone said, okay, 2019 and the first part of 2020 will be this. Would you be satisfied and JT be satisfied? Or would you be, wow, this is unbelievable where we've come? Or, yay, we feel like we're just kind of scratching it. You happy where you're at?
Like, if you would have told me when I saw you guys what was going to happen the rest of the year,
yeah,
I'd definitely be happy. I mean, for sure. But, I mean, I feel like he is still scratching the surface of what he's going to be. We got to get in more positions like we were this past week, where we're playing in the final group on Saturday, and get more comfortable with that. And, you know, even if we're not closing out wins, maybe we're closing out some top fives a few times a year. And definitely happy with where we are. I mean, we're going to the Masters in about a month, so that was, if you would have told me that, I would have been ecstatic. So
that's awesome.
You got your accommodations dialed in. Who are you staying with that week?
Yeah, I'm going to stay in a house with JT that he got. One of our buddies lives down there, and we're going to stay at house he has. So, yeah, we're all set. I think we're going to go in a week or two. Whichever week we don't play either Valspar or match play, we're going to go down to Augusta, and I think I might get to play it.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that work?
He can go five times, I think, before the tournament starts, as long as he's got a member with him. And his agent's dad is a member, so that's a pretty good connection there. And so we're going to go down and check it out. I kind of wanted to do that just so I can go down there and just kind of get the awe factor out of the way before we get there.
Yeah, right.
That way we can focus on what we're doing that week instead of, oh, my gosh, look where we are.
Yeah, no kidding. That's good thinking there. Now, when you do that, when you play, will you be carrying around your caddy book and making notes, or can you just enjoy it?
I think we can just enjoy it when we get out there to play. I mean, you're looking at everything, but I'm going to have to get with some experienced guys that have been there a bunch. I'll probably lean on Joe Scovern and some older caddies that have been around there a lot and kind of ask what they think about certain things. And but, yeah, when we go and play, I'll try to have fun. But, yeah, definitely be checking things out.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet. That's unbelievable. I mean, what an honor, right? I mean, I can imagine you being a little just awe-inspired. I mean, because you've been to it, right? I mean, you've watched it before, so you've been on property?
I've been to a practice round one day before, probably about 6 or 7 years ago.
Right.
So I've been on the grounds, but I've never, you know, been on the golf course, really.
That's unbelievable. What's your handicap now?
He's got to be trending really to a scratch.
I don't really play enough to have, like, a real handicap, but I'm probably 5, 4, 5, something like that.
So you'd play Wardo in a $10 Nassau?
He'd absolutely just drum me.
He'd have to give me strokes.
He'd just drum me.
Yeah. Well, you know, Wardo is up to, a plus 5 now?
By the way, did you ask Gary about his promise rings? Did you ask him on the...
I walked up to him I didn't bother him on the range because his coach was there and he was focused, but I saw him on the putting green and I just walked up and I said, Wardo told me to ask you about the promise ring story. And he had a couple choice words about Wardo, and then he told me he would tell me sometime when we were having some cold drinks.
I want to hear this.
We'll tell it another
Can you
time.
Share it? I mean, is it FCC worthy?
No, we might want to share it another time. It's not bad, though. It's not bad.
All right, listen, let's do this. Let's take a short commercial break. We come back. We want to get into some of the memories that you've had over the past year, right? Because certainly it all started, I would say it started here with the infamous Fleener Baton Rouge belt out, followed by a little Gangsta Paradise, right? Set the momentum.
We put him on the map with his singing. I mean,
yeah.
He was a talented young man, but now look at him.
I mean, it's unbelievable. He's.
I mean, after I did that, then I did the thing at New Orleans. I mean, they only let me do that, I think, because of what happened on y'all's show.
I know.
Exactly.
I know. Yeah, we're building the Fleener brand.
This Colt knows things. He's a big deal. We're changing lives.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When are you going to have your own apparel? I do see you have some pretty good stuff. I'm an avid follower on your Instagram account. But you need your own straight-up Big Cat apparel line.
I don't know about that.
Come on. If CPG can do it, you can do it. No? I'm not kidding. We'll give them a little entrepreneurial inspiration. But we're going to take a short commercial break. By the way, hey, where can people follow your amazing funniness on Instagram? What's your handle?
At AFLENER.
Unbelievable. It is.
Give it a follow.
It is funny stuff. All right, come on back. We were with Aaron Fleener. He is the life partner of JT Poston. By the way, this segment is sponsored by the Cowell Insurance Resources. Our great buddy Lance Cowell over Cowell Insurance Resources will give you everything you need and your commercial insurance. Hey, you know, your car, your house, there's no one better than my man Lance Cowell. So come on back. You're on the Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
You're listening to Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City 94.5 FM.
Hey, Brian Sullivan of Golf Underground with my favorite orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Kevin Witte from Sano Orthopedics. Hey, Doc, golf season's over. My back is killing me. I know it's football season, so you got a lot of kids coming in, blown ACLs, all sorts of body parts with problems. And then, of course, those baseball players. I know you fix a lot of elbows. Why is Sano Orthopedics the absolute best sports medicine orthopedic group in Kansas City?
Well, if you want to see the guys in town who've had the best orthopedic fellowship training in sports medicine, including training with Dr. James Andrews and Dr. Larry Limack, come see us. We individualize patients' plans to get them back to that activity and that sport that they love, and we actually care and listen to our patients and follow up with them, make sure that they're getting the results they need.
Okay, and so the three things that separate you: number one, best training; number two, you specialize in getting people on that field; number three, you're actually listen. Where can I learn more? Because you got me all in, and I don't really want to get fixed, but it's time.
At sanoorthopedics.com, 816-525-2840.
Do you have retirement dreams of perfecting your swing and spending time on the green? Or maybe you have a bucket list of courses you'd like to play. Whatever your retirement goals, Mariner Wealth Advisors is your advocate. We create wealth plans to help you reach those goals. Whether that involves golfing, traveling the world, or settling down in another state, it's your plan, personalized for your goals. Contact Mariner Wealth Advisors today to start navigating your financial future. Visit marinerwealthadvisors.com to find a location near you.
Mariner Wealth Advisors, otherwise known as MWA, is an SEC-registered investment advisor with its principal place of business in the state of Kansas. Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. For additional information about MWA, including fees and services, please contact MWA or refer to the disclosures on our website. Please read the disclosure statement carefully before you invest or send money. This advertisement should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities.
Hey, Brian Sullivan here, and I've got a tip for you. You've got to head to Unforked. It's an amazing restaurant. What I like about these guys is they promise to buy and support seasonal, local ingredients first. And I love the fact that they source from smaller, family, GAP-certified, or organic farms, prime-going regions, artisan producers. All I'm getting at is, if you like fresh stuff, Unforked is the place to be. And like they say it, fork or no fork, you can be sure you're getting the highest quality, socially responsible ingredients possible. And not to mention, it's delicious. So whether you're out south or downtown, stop by Unforked for a delicious and healthy meal. Sheridan's Unforked, honest, clean food. Hi, this is Brian Sullivan, co-host of Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City. Hey, when I'm not bringing my fantastic double-digit handicap to the course, my company, Precise Selling, works with companies to create sales champions. Hey, the best golfers get to the top by having a swing process and a game plan from the time they step on the first tee to the time they finish their putt on 18. Now, at Precise Selling, we teach salespeople how to prepare for each sales call. We give them a process to steal customers from their biggest competitor, sell more to current customers, and negotiate like a pro. So come see me at PreciseSelling.com to learn how we can help turn your team into a team of top sales performers.
You want to take this, Aaron? You want to take
it?
Really?
Yeah. I'm not warmed up.
You're kind of like Wordo today. Just, you know, you got the Monday blues, you two. I figured I'd put on a little Garth, get you all lathered up.
I'm lathered up, bud.
The Aaron? Honda Classic took a lot out of me.
You should have drank. You should have drank last night, I think.
God.
I mean, that's impressive.
I was the only one here. I didn't want to drink alone. It would have been sad.
Yeah, that's sad. You know, that's when you start evaluating yourself. Like, what am I doing sitting on a couch with a vodka in my hand?
You know? Right.
Yeah, that's
why weird. You just kick it over to wine.
That's weird. But, you know, it was, again, we're coming up on March Madness. By the way, how's your Kentucky team? You're pretty excited about their SEC. What do you think?
Yeah, we're ranked sixth right now. They've won a bunch of games in a row. So they're not blowing teams out, but they're just winning. We got three good guards, which is big in NCAA play. So I think we're going to be good.
That's good. That's good. So there won't be any visits to KC to watch your team this year. But mentally, I want to, because we can't see you live and in person, you know, Wardo and I, we frequently just play the audio clip of you singing that song that you you sang in New Orleans. Nathan, would you happen to have that queued up somewhere in the deep, dark annals of our servers here at...
I mean, it took me a while, but I found it.
Did you find it?
Yeah, I got it.
Give us a little fleener.
Operator, won't you put me on through? I got to send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up. Put her on the line. Got to talk to the girl just one more time. Oh, and Baton Rouge.
There it was.
I love how Sully tried to steal the thunder with his nee 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 nee
nee nee nee nee.
Amazing.
Garth is playing a concert Saturday night in Charlotte during Wells Fargo week.
Oh, really? Is there any chance? You have to make this happen.
What's the date that? What's the date of that? Maybe Sully and I go.
Well, I know you're going, but there's got to be some way where someone sneaks you up on stage. Someone has to tell Garth that the greatest caddy on the PGA Tour. Worships him in that song.
Well, I'm friends with his manager, but I don't even think his manager has that much pull.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that would be fantastic. Hey, what was it like, no lie, last year in New Orleans when they you kind of teed that up, right? That JT had no clue, right?
JT and Jaeger, who are the, Jaeger's who I worked for before JT, I think they tried to do it to, like, embarrass me because they didn't think I would do it. So I get to the first tee, and the guy's like, are you gonna do this? And I was like, just give me the microphone.
So it wasn't that hard. It wasn't a hard sell.
Turn the music on, let's go.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny. So for the listeners who aren't aware of this, was down in New Orleans last year. So maybe tell the listener a little bit of how this thing went down, because so each player has the opportunity to have pick their own walkout song, and so tell the listener.
Team event, and so if you make the cut and you tee off number one on Saturday, you get a pre-requested walk-up song played as your team comes onto the first tee. Well, so JT and Jaeger asked beforehand if I. They're like, we're going to get them to play Colin Baton Rouge and you're going to sing it. And I was like, okay. And I think they thought I might back out. And then we got to the tee and I did it. And they were just dying laughing. I think we were playing with Ches Reavy and maybe I think he played with Lucas Glover. And so they're on the tee. They're dying laughing. And there's a big, pretty big crowd around the tee at that time. And they, of course, in Louisiana, that song's like the –
oh yeah,
state anthem. So
yep,
they all loved it. And then I even heard like other players later was like, we heard that was you singing, but we couldn't tell if it was a track or actually you.
Ooh, that's a compliment.
So
yeah, was your voice on? Was it on that day? Was it as good as it was what we just heard on the radio?
I was pretty on that day. It's a lot better live.
Well, you can see it on YouTube.
Pretty darn perfect. Impressive. All right, so tell us. I heard you had a couple good stories from Japan with Colin Morikawa last fall, and fill us in on what happened.
So we're playing with Colin Morikawa on Saturday, and it would have been Ryan Palmer because we played all 4 days with Ryan Palmer. But so the Japanese fans are awesome. They're so courteous. Like every time we just walked up onto a tee, they would start clapping. And they didn't have their phones out. They're always quiet when you're hitting. And so we're on this par five. I don't know. Morikawa's got like 8 feet for birdie. It's dead quiet. There's a ton of fans behind the green.
Fans are awesome.
And so he hits this putt, and it just slow lifts. You know, like it like looks like it's going in, and it just 360s and comes back like right in front of the hole. And so everybody's dead quiet, and you just hear this Japanese guy go, oh, shit. And everybody in our group just started dying laughing at the same time. And we talked about it for the next how many ever holes we had left. We just kept – we would say that, like, every time somebody missed something.
That's funny.
So good. All right, so – so tell us about when you guys got paired with Tiger the week after you guys won. What was that like? You finally got a little – the big cat got to meet the real big cat.
So we win Wyndham. We're all pumped up about that, obviously. And then somebody said something I hadn't even thought about. Somebody's like, I think they pair in the playoffs based of where you are on the FedEx Cup. I just go right down the list. And so I pulled up the FedEx Cup, and it was so that we weren't going to get him, but then someone told me that someone, I think Paul Casey, wasn't going to play the first one. So that was going to move everybody a spot, which is going to put us with him. So we were pumped, and when I got that text that we were playing with him, I mean, me and JT were like, just stay hot. Like, everything was going pretty great for us at that point. So Tiger was great. He couldn't have been nicer. So the first day we had to ride this shuttle van out to number 10, and me and JT get in the van first. We're kind of just sitting there waiting on the other guys, and I see Tiger coming, and I'm about 5 seconds before he got in the van with us, I realized Tiger's about to get in this van with us. Tiger Woods is going to be in this van with me and JT.
Wow.
And so he climbs in, he climbs right back by JT, and he's like, breaks the ice immediately. He's like, hey guys, you know, congrats on last week, like, no bogeys, that was awesome. So like, he had obviously paid a little attention to what happened, and so it was cool. He only played one day. I don't think his back was feeling that great that week, but we came out of the gate, JT birdied like the first two holes, and we're walking off the green, and the background to this is that I don't read any putts for JT. I just get to the green and stand over on the side and be quiet.
And look good.
And so he's made two putts on the first two holes. We're walking off the green. Tiger looks at me. He's like, man, you're really reading them great today.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you say? Did you say cool. The big cat knows how to read?
I just laughed. He was I think he's softened up a little bit in his comeback.
Hey, how was his boy Joe LaCava? Does he chat it up, or is he a little too
great,
big time?
Yeah.
Is he a good guy?
Yeah, he's awesome. He'll chat it up. He's worked for some great guys, man. He's a legend. He got inducted to the Caddy Hall of Fame last year.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's pretty big.
Yeah, he's nice. Let's see, what else? Oh, I need to talk about one of Kansas City's favorite sons, Harry Higgs, for a second.
Oh, yeah, let's get some Harry going.
Gosh, I mean, you guys almost look alike.
That's a compliment, because Harry is a handsome man.
He's really handsome. He is.
But we got paired with Harry Saturday of Waste Management, which is the wildest day on the PGA Tour of the year by far.
I was there without my boy Wardo.
And so we're coming down, 17's drivable. Harry drives it on the green, and we're playing with Russell Knox as well, and Russell drives it on the green. And Russell was just outside of him. It was the back left pin that's like way, way back there. And they had driven it on like the 15 feet onto the front of the green. Russell goes first, misses it. Harry steps up and drops this 80-footer for eagle. And just the crowd is going wild. This is after he has ridden his driver down the fairway like he's on a bull. I think the video's out.
Like a cowboy, yep. Yeah, I was there watching you guys during that deal. It was so fun.
Well, thanks for saying hello.
I know. Well, I didn't want to get any, you know. It's kind of like you with JT. You just kind of stay out of the way up the greens. I didn't want to be that guy.
Come
but
on,
I was admiring from afar.
It's so noisy there, we would never be able to hear.
I know. So keep going on that, because you guys looked like you were having a blast, and certainly you were trying to have fun, but I would see this. That group was like a group you would pick if it was just a Saturday and you wanted to go out with a few fellas and play some golf, and you happened to be able to do it in an environment like that.
Yeah, it was awesome. Harry's a good friend of mine and has been since 2015, and I was caddying on the Latin American tour, and he was playing it. So it's just fun to see guys and make it up to the big tour, and he's having a great year too.
I know. Yeah, he is.
He played awesome.
Well, we had him on the show just a few months. Well, actually, right when he got his Corn Ferry card, his big promotion. And so we had him in the studio, and Wardy, you might remember this, that he promised us when he wins his first tournament, we get to shave his back.
He did say that.
Right? He committed to that. We have it on air. He's got to let us shave his back, but not
you
the whole thing.
A lot of shaving cream.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to need a lot of it.
Well, that's why he said he can only do like a little divot. Like, we can't have the whole thing. Just, we're going to roll.
I stayed in the house with him in Palm Springs in La Quinta, and we had a heated swimming pool out back, and our routine was go to the golf course, we played our round, and we would all come back to the house and then just drink Coors Lights in the pool. And, yeah, so I've seen it up close. It's majestic.
Oh, man. I love it. By the way, I just got back from Palm Springs. My buddy Jim Frickleton's probably willing to host you in his new compound at the Hideaway if you have interest next year.
I have a lot of interest in that, actually.
There's it's a pretty good little setup, so I think you might have to take him up on this.
Yeah.
I'll sure that up when I see him this coming Wednesday for a little stable time. And by the way, this last segment was brought to you by Dismal River Club. We're going to go on a golf trip this summer, and you're going to go with us up to Dismal River in the western hills of western Nebraska. You good with that, Fleener?
What's the date?
Whatever. We're going to work around your schedule. You're the big cat.
Yeah. We're going to get that.
Right.
We're going to put that 5 handicap to work.
Right? Are you going to send a Golf Underground plane to come pick me up?
We do.
We do, actually.
They do. They pick. They own their own little prop plane. They pick us up. It's like
a lot of us.
Yeah, it's like a VW bus. I mean, this thing, and it's being driven by a guy who's got his hat on backwards. He's tatted up like on his neck, and there's no co-pilot. Right. In fact, our co-pilot was a buddy. He sat in the seat up there drinking vods. We said, "This is how we go down." This is how it all ends in western Nebraska.
If that's how it ends, then you had a good run.
Oh, it's great.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like, yeah, like Newt Rockne, right?
Exactly.
All right, listen. Hey, would you stick with us just for a few more minutes? We got some more questions for you. Would you hang with your boys?
We're just delaying his drinking time.
For sure.
All right, good. Hey, come on. We were with Aaron Fleener. He's the caddy of JT Post and having a great time. So many stories, great memories over the past year from when we met him. You are on a run, and you're your own brand now, Big Cat, and so the fun continues. So come on back. You're on a Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
This is Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM. Cowell Insurance Services is your leading program administrator for workers' compensation. They're dedicated to meeting the unique challenges of the insurance industry and assisting employers in reducing their costs. CIS has provided insurance claim and loss control services to various industries, including trucking, construction, retail convenience stores, and healthcare, as well as public entities for over 30 years. They work with both retail agents and industry clients, or a combination of the two. If you're tired of fighting the rising costs of premiums and claims, give Cowell Insurance Services a call. Their dedicated staff is ready to find you the best insurance option at the most competitive price. They can help to define or enhance your safety program in order to move you in the right direction in reducing your claim and premium costs. Contact Cowell Insurance Services today, 816-214-4070.
Hey, what's up, Golf Underground Nation? This is Brian Sullivan, co-host of the Golf Underground with the Greenside Cigar Company, here to tell you about the hot new cigars that are about taking over the golf industry. And yeah, I'm talking about the patented Birdie Stogies you guys have been seeing for sale all over the local golf courses. These cigars come highly rated and are the ultra-premium alternative to that dried-up old stick you've been using to celebrate your made birdie putts. Designed to be carried in every golf bag and saved as a reward for celebratory achievement, our cigars are bringing golfers added relaxation, fun, and perhaps maybe even a little luck. From mild to medium, smooth to sweet, we have a cigar suitable for every taste palate and golfers at all skill levels. So no matter your celebratory occasion, enjoying a victory stogie at the clubhouse after a low round, immediately after a made birdie putt, or hey, even to help you relax and simply celebrate being out in the golf course, make sure you never approach the first tee again without one of our beautiful cigars in your golf bag. So learn more and order online at greensidecigars.com, or just Google the Birdie Stogie. Because after all,
There can only be one.
Hey, your boy Sully here from the Golf Underground ESPN Radio. I am in what they call the clubhouse experience downtown Kansas City with founder Jason Townsend. Jason, this place is off the charts. Give me a few reasons why anybody, whether you're out south, up north, or right downtown, would want to come to the clubhouse experience.
Well, first of all, the clubhouse is the epicenter of a social community. What we've done is provide an experience from the outdoor patio with live music to our Epicurean bi-coastal food menu to the cocktails to our wine list with 61 bottles from across the world, 50 bottles available by the glass, and then ultimately our entertainment suites where you can play top golf, baseball, football, soccer, hockey, or even hold a business meeting.
Well, and that's where you and I right now. And in fact, I plan on bringing a group of 20 folks for a business meeting in this venue because it is fun, it is work, but you know what? It is an experience. Where can people find you downtown?
1101 Walnut, right in the middle of downtown Kansas City in the Central Business District.
Or the website?
www.theclubhouseexperience.com.
All right, come on down. Clubhouse Experience, Golf Underground.
Hereford House, Kansas City's favorite steakhouse since 1957, is home to great steaks and great seafood. Enjoy our wide variety of seafood features now through April 12th, featuring grilled diver scallops, bacon-wrapped shrimp, seafood-stuffed mushrooms, grilled Scottish salmon, mahi-mahi, and pesto-grilled shrimp and scallops. Treat yourself to $10 fish and chips every Friday for lunch. These specials and more available at all Hereford House locations, Leawood, Independence, Shawnee, and Zona Rosa.
This has to be Pat Benatar.
No. Keep going, Nathan. Let's see. Let's do the quiz of Aaron Fleener. Aaron, would you be able to tell us what band this is right here? The band. Nathan, please turn it up. We got to get him going. I wouldn't blame you if you didn't know it. Because few people will claim the Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah, I've never heard of them.
What?
Come on, Fleener.
Gosh.
Get out of the South. Get out of the South.
This is a little bit too metro for Fleener. I agree. Hey, welcome back, Golf Underground ESPN Radio. By the way, this segment is brought to you by Greenside Cigars. Our great friend Tyler, he's sweeping the nation right now at Airbordo.
He's going global.
I mean, he's got the bogey stogie. He's got the birdie stogie. The bogey's good for me.
I think he's in out at Wolf Creek now. He got the birdie stogie out there. Now the boss man's going Wolf Creek style on us.
Ooh, that's right. That's right. Well, listen, hey, we're with Aaron Fleener. He's on tour with JT Poston. And of course, he's got a history of carrying the bag of some pretty good fellas along the way. But his main man, his buddy, JT's having a heck of a year. And occasionally, Fleener will pop in and say hello to Wardo and Sully. So thanks for coming, Aaron. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
All right. So
walk us back a year or so ago. There was a caddy in town. Talk through what happened. His name's JJ, yeah. But what happened? And give us an update on where he's at.
Yeah. So a good buddy of mine, Hilton James, everybody calls him JJ. He was caddy in the Web event there in Kansas City and had a heart issue, had to leave the course during one of the rounds, and turned out he ended up needing surgery and needed to do rehab, and he ended up doing all of that in Kansas City. And I just wanted to say thanks if anybody's listening that did anything to help him out while he was there. I know that he would want you to know how thankful he is, and all the people that donated money to help offset his expenses. He's very grateful, and I got a good update on him. He is back caddying now. He's caddying for Ben Cole still.
Awesome.
On the Corn Ferry Tour, and they've gotten off to a pretty good start. Ben finished second in one of the early tournaments, so they're in good shape with a good rest of the season to get back to the PGA Tour.
That's awesome.
For Ben and AJ, so... It was just great how people helped out somebody they didn't know, and I think that's what's great about the game of golf is it brings people together that have never helped each other out or ever come into contact with each other. So
yeah, that was a little scary, right? I mean, he's by himself here. I mean, and boy, what a good friend you are to kind of rally the troops. And I mean, I'm. No doubt that meant a ton to him, but it's so cool to hear that he is back and actually working again? Because he's not a young man, is he?
No, he's in it. He's in his 70s.
Gosh.
I gave him a hard time after his surgery, and now that he's healthy again, I was like, great, now we're going to have to put up with you for another 20 years.
that's going to be you, right? You're going to be the 70-year-old man out there. With some.
I hope not, man.
What do you hope?
If you keep making the money you're making, you're going to be retired here in 5 years.
I know. With this new TV deal, we're about to start playing for so much money, I hope I can retire.
Well, it was last year, Awardo, that JT, I believe his number was at about a little over $2.5 million. And, you know, Fleener probably gets a good 45-50% of that. So if I do the math, you made well over $1 million last year, Fleener.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and that's not even throwing his off-the-course engagements. I mean,
No. All the charity events they bring him in for? You know?
Speaking of off the course, we got to get you to Kansas City. We're going to do our little golf trip, our little boys trip away, and then I think we just got to do a nice little live remote. You know, we were just in a big, long meeting, getting serious about what we're going to do this year. And
yeah.
So we got to get you to KC, my brother.
Yeah, that's an easy little flight over, boys.
Or we can take this show on the road over to Nashville, but it might be us three sitting in the local pub.
Well, I mean, because we're not going to the Dell Match Play this year.
I don't think we get much golf played in Nashville.
That's true.
Yeah.
There won't be much.
Hey, so you said you don't want a caddy until you're 70. What's your take, right? I mean, you're in a great run right now. Heck, you guys have made over $700,000 even this year. It's February. Well, it's March now.
Wraparound season, but still.
Right? But still, what is your hope? Where do you see yourself in 10 years? I don't want to make this like a work interview, but I'm curious, right? You got to think about that a little bit. Like, he's still going to be carrying a bag. Is JT going to be crushing it? Is he going to be like, what's your take?
Oh, I think JT is going to have a long career out here as long as he wants. And I hope to be there for as much of it as he wants me there for. But, 10 years, I think, yes, I'll still be caddying. Depends on, you know, what my family situation is at that point. But I could – there's some guys out here that do bag shares. The guy has two caddies, basically, and they work half the events and split all the money straight down the middle.
Nice.
I could see something like that working for me at some point. If, you know, of course, it all depends on what the player wants. But
right.
But, yeah, I don't think I want to be out here until I'm, you know, 60 or 70 still doing it.
Yeah, your knees probably wouldn't be too excited about that. But but
his knees are fine because he's not bending down reading many putts.
That's a good point.
That's true.
That's a good point.
He just stands there and looks pretty.
It's just that.
The hardest thing about walking away is going to just be walking away from the money that's out there
right, for
what we're doing. I mean – but like I said, it all depends on what's going on in 10 years and off the course. So,
hey, if you weren't caddying, what do you think you'd be doing?
I don't know, man. I can't. I think this is the perfect job for me because when I've thought about that before, I'm like, I wouldn't want to do anything else.
I know. What Wardo and I often have in this conversation. Like, why do we have to work for a living?
He'd be a co-host on Golf Underground.
He already is.
Making it rain.
Yeah, already is. That's why we bring George in every now and then. Right? It's the spotlight. You were made for the spotlight.
He loves
it. I feel
the spotlight.
Everyone has a golf podcast now. So
I know.
Make the rounds on those.
It's so frustrating, but it's good to see what's going on out there in terms of the competition. But, yeah, everybody wants the fancy guy that's winning and on the leaderboard. We want the big cat. You know why? Because our listeners want to hear from the big cat.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, you've made a bunch of great buddies, right? So who's your crew? I know you, maybe Keith Mitchell. I know you hang with. And hey, we had, who was talking about Fleener? Oh, Joel Damon was a big fan.
Oh, he loves him.
Yeah, yeah. Joel was we had a nice live event with him, and we had a late night with old Joel. He's a blast. But it seems like you guys have a pretty good crew. I mean, do y'all roll together?
Joel's caddy, Gino, and I are really big buddies. We stay together a lot on the road, whether it's in houses or hotels or whatever. A good buddy of mine, Matt Irwin, that I went to college with, he caddies for a combination of Kevin Stadler and Ricky Barnes right now. So We hang together on
he's,
the road.
He's been with Stads forever, huh?
He used to work some for Colt and Max as well, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, so talk us. You had some CBD stories. Tell us.
CBD.
Well, I just have a new endorsement with a CBD company called Joint Caddy.
Oh, I like it.
I'd never really used it before, and then they started giving it to us. I was like, well, I guess I might as well try it if I'm going to endorse it.
Good thought.
I've been using it at night before I go to sleep, dude, and I think it really helps.
What's it do? Helps you sleep?
Just sleeping, just staying asleep through the night. Like, I used to just wake up a bunch. And it's been good. And at Rib, I was having a little pain in my ankle, and I'd use some of the roll-on stick on that, and I was all good to go. So I don't know if it's placebo or what. I guess I shouldn't say that. But
I'm checking out their website right now. What do you do? The sublingual drops?
I do the drops, yeah, and there's the roll-on stick too. Like if you're a golfer and you have little aches and pains, I think it's a little bit better than like an Icy Hot or something like that.
Sounds like this company needs a little engagement with the old Golf Underground.
I can put you in contact.
I like it. This is good sight.
You're always selling.
I know. I love it.
All right, hey, listen, we're going to take one more commercial break, and when we come back,
rapid fire.
Yeah, we'll have a little rapid fire, but give the listener sort of behind the scenes. You know, obviously watching the tournament on the Golf Channel every week, you really wonder what goes on behind the ropes. And so what's it really like? Because, you know, even watching a couple weeks in Mexico where you had DeChambeau and Patrick Reed going against each other. And so you've got your villains, you got your good guys. How much of what we see on TV is how it really is? That's what I'm interested in. So come on back. We're with Aaron Fleener, tour caddy on the Golf Underground ESPN Radio.
You're listening to Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM.
New golf clubs, a big screen TV to watch the U.S. Open, or maybe even a new golf cart that I've got my eye on.
No matter how you choose to spend the savings, if you're looking to put a dent in your monthly heating and cooling bills, the answer may be right over your head. If your attic isn't insulated properly, you're missing out on a prime opportunity to cut costs. Call the certified energy experts at Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160, for a free estimate to learn how they can help you save money.
Oh, heck, I'll buy the clubs, put them in my new golf cart, watch the U.S. Open on my big screen after I play a round of golf.
Better give Star Companies, Inc. a call today to start saving big. That's Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160, or visit starcompanieskc.com.
Dismal River Club is a five-star private golf and hunting club located in the sand hills of western Nebraska. 36 holes of championship golf, including a Tom Doak design and a Jack Nicklaus design, a private runway, luxury cabins, and incredible meals prepared by their executive chef make Dismal River Club one of the nation's most unique and sought-after golf and outdoor experiences. There is truly something for everyone. Visit DismalRiver.com to get more information about the new spa activities, family activities, membership opportunities, and corporate retreat packages.
You wouldn't select a driver when you're putting on a green, just like you wouldn't choose a putter to get out of a sand trap. When choosing a club, you want to make sure you have the right tool for the job. And the same goes when selecting a wealth advisor. At Mariner Wealth Advisors, we believe in putting the client first. This isn't just our motto. It's our way of doing business and our fiduciary standard. Navigating your unique journey takes a partner who is as committed to reaching your financial destination as you are. Visit MarinerWealthAdvisors.com to find a location and an advisor near you, and let us help you navigate your financial future.
Mariner Wealth Advisors, otherwise known as MWA, is an SEC-registered investment advisor with its principal place of business in the state of Kansas. Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. For additional information about MWA, including fees and services, please contact MWA or refer to the disclosures on our website. Please read the disclosure statement carefully before you invest or send money. This advertisement should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
You picking up on this lead-in, Nathan? I know why you did this. Because the CBD conversation mildly has something to do with weed. And who liked weed better than Jerry Garcia?
I mean, I just picked it because I like the song best.
But mentally, there was something going on in the brain that took
you right to...
Wow, did you pick up on that? He didn't even know it was happening. And he just put on the dead after we talk about this, CBD.
He's good. He knows what he's doing back there.
Unbelievable. Hey, Fleener, do you ever think that weed will be allowed on tour now that it's being legalized everywhere?
Yeah, probably at some point. I mean, I feel like it's coming into the other major sports.
What would that be like? So who would be the most likely to be smoking a joint walking down 16 at the Waste Management?
Oh, I don't think you can smoke it during the
race. Oh, really?
No, I thought you were talking about just like not popping players for off the court.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm talking about like full game day, like full-blown walking down. Harry Higgs, he's riding his driver, and he's smoking a blunt, something like that.
No, I don't think that will happen, and I will not go there with you. Who would be the one to do it?
Oh, gosh, you're turning into Jim Nance. We can't break you.
So politically correct. All right, I want to hear, is what we see what we get in terms of who loves who and who hates who on the tour and what all the media is saying right now?
I mean, I think all of those storylines are just media driven pretty much. I mean, I don't think anybody actively hates anyone else on tour. I think there are guys that definitely have guys that they like to beat or they want to beat, but everybody wants to win, so it doesn't matter who you beat in doing that as long as you win. But yeah, I think who they say are buddies are definitely buddies. I mean, it's easy to say, like, you're friends with someone on tour because you say hi to them when you see them. But
yeah.
I kind of judge, like, who's really friends are the guys that, like, go to dinner together and make plans, like, outside of being at the golf course to go do stuff together.
Here's a question that I observe, and you've probably seen it this year and last year from the web, but aren't so many more guys just in their own? They got their team. You mentioned Gary and his swing coach that, you know, they all have their team or their posse now, right? And so do you see less and less on the big tour now where it's you and JT grabbing dinner or you and JT staying in and ordering food in versus going out with a crew that might have been true on the web or the Corn Ferry tour?
Yeah, it's definitely more feels more like a business on the PGA Tour. You know, the Corn Ferry Tour is, first of all, those guys can't afford to have a team around them all the time. So you're kind of just there with the other golfers and the caddies, and so that's who you hang out with. Then when you get on tour, you afford to travel with your physio guy or your workout guy or, you know, your agent or whoever's taking care of whatever for you, dinner reservations or, you know, you got sponsor dinners and stuff that you have to go do. So, yeah, we have our group that'll go every once in a while, but it's not like every night. I mean, there's nights where I'm sure when we get done with golf, JT didn't want to be around me anymore, so we just go do our own thing.
Whatever. All right, quick six question. Emergency six, brought to you by Sheridan's Unforked. Feeling good?
Eating good.
Okay, here we go. What will be the first birdie you make when you play Augusta?
Just hopefully make one.
Will you break 80 at Augusta?
No chance.
Where will you guys be in the? Will you be in the winner's circle? Come second week of April.
Yes.
Ooh, I like it.
I like the confidence.
Hey, I'm gonna have to cut you down. You're only doing four questions.
Okay, go.
That's it. That's it. Our Aaron Fleener time
I
is up.
I need more time.
It's all up. Hey, Aaron, thanks for joining us, brother.
Thanks, guys.
This has been fun. We're big fans. We follow weekly. And by the way, if you're looking for a good follow, go to A Fleener. It is he's a good man, great family man, and a great friend of the program. So
play well this week, brother.
Go get him.
Go get in that top 64.
So, Wardo, nice show. By the way, I didn't tell you how great I played this weekend.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it next time. Hey, we've had a great show. Golf Underground ESPN Radio. We will see you next Monday.